This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I do intend a lot of days this week to open the phones up. I've been doing a better job about that. We have a lot of other big guests throughout the week. Coming up, I haven't got to this yet. South African president vows to accelerate land expropriations from whites. Just a year ago, Media Matters said I was a conspiracy theorist, that this didn't exist. We also have Macron says the epicenter of French language is now Africa. We've got so much more coming up on that front. But this Saudi Arabia deal is a big deal because it's meant to derail Trump's plan to secure the Middle East so it doesn't collapse into Europe and then into the United States and other countries. It's a major globalist destabilization program. We're going to be covering that. I want viewers and listeners to know something. When I say to you, without your support, without your prayers, without you spreading the word, we will be shut down. That's not an afterthought. That is the central core and fact to everything we do here. So every accomplishment you see InfoWars make, every success against globalism, every pro-human development that takes place, every defense of Christian values that you see being secured, from this nation's sovereignty to the right to self-defense, is because of you. Yes, it's because of me. It's because of the crew. But without you, just like different parts of the body, working in concert together, we will be defeated. And so, first off, I want to thank all the viewers and listeners and our affiliates and everyone else and the crew for standing with us during these incredibly historic times. Where my greatest frustration is that I do not have more to give for my country and my family and God, because by giving and standing up, you build a great world. By laying down, you build a living hell. It's not some selfishness that drives what I'm doing, but at the same time, it's not some selflessness. See, selfish people think you shove everybody out around you and you get ahead, but then you create a toxic world in which you live. That's a hell. And then you've got a lot of selfless people that get conned into serving the globalists and giving up control over their own lives. What I'm doing is not selfless, and it's not selfish. It's common sense. It's about survival. It's about self-preservation. And if I'm going to preserve myself and my progeny, my children, I want to preserve you into the future as well. I believe in you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they've taken five payment processors we've got with mafia, bullying, racketeering tactics. And they're trying to take down our final ones right now. And that's why I've launched the biggest sale in our history, free shipping shorewide, and 50% off all the supplements. We don't raise the price and then lower it and then say it's down 50% like other fake Black Friday specials. We don't do that. When we lower the price, it's lowered from the original real price. So we have Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all of it rolled into one. Right now, until everything sells out, and until I fix these issues we're dealing with, I've stopped reordering products at this point because I'm not the type of guy to order stuff I can't pay for down the road. That's the level of the dire straits we're in. But I believe in you coming through. In the last few weeks, you've been doing it. Since I announced this issue, we're having record sales. But it's a catch-22. We're not making a lot of money on them because they're so low-priced, and we're selling out of our stock. But it's the only road, it's the right path, and it's what I'm doing to secure backup funds to go into the future while I'm having to sue people and having to have injunctions and take action to defeat these mafia organizations. And the president's gearing up to take action as well. I can tell you I spoke to folks connected to him very closely just a few days ago, so I'm very excited. That said, free shipping, 50% off, store-wide free shipping. Every product there will be sold at 50% off until it sells out or until we fix this problem. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get great products to help you and your family, a 360 win, and help provision us into the future, at least a few months into the future, for InfoWars and our operations that are so critical to freedom. We've also got 35% off on incredibly high-quality, storable food as well. So take action there and water filtration. Alexa Pure.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I just spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of what took place with regard to, as he said, his Saudi Arabian citizen. I've asked, and he firmly denied that. I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary, which he probably will, but with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary. The King told me that Turkey and Saudi Arabia are working hand in hand very closely on getting to the bottom of what happened. So we'll see what happens. But Mike Pompeo is leaving literally within an hour or so. He's heading to Saudi Arabia. We are going to leave nothing uncovered. With that being said, the King firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
All right. I have people on that I respect. Alex Jones here, back live. Doesn't mean that I always agree with them. Doesn't mean I disagree with them. I talked to a lot of sources last week that said that they believed it was another element of the Saudi government that was going to kill this Khashoggi reporter because they then wanted to blame the crown prince and the king and the deal they've got with Trump, try to derail it because Obama and Hillary and others are mad about the Iran deal in trouble. I don't know if that's true. If Saudi Arabia is crazy enough in broad daylight at their embassy in Turkey to bring somebody in with an Apple Watch and then kill them, that sounds wild, but I said yesterday some people are saying it's a false flag or a staged event to destabilize the region again. I don't know if that's true. Now, Dr. Steve Pachinik's one of the most accurate people we've had on over the years, and he predicted Trump's election here like we did, stevepachinik.com. He co-wrote a bunch of books and movies with Tom Clancy, was a composite character for Jack Ryan. He's a psychiatrist, been a military officer as well, worked in regime change, Camp David Accords, you name it, been in the CFR until he resigned. He exposed the whole fake bin Laden fable about him being killed because he was dead a long time before and so much more. So he joins us now. I don't know his take on this yet, and it doesn't mean if he disagrees with me, he's wrong, because I'm not even saying I'm sure that's what's happening. I just know this. When you see mainstream media for a week hyping it like it's the end of the world over a dead journalist, when Saudi Arabia's been bombing Yemen for years and killing tens of thousands and all this other crap, it just smells of Benghazi to me. Now, maybe I'm wrong. We'll see what Steve Pachinik thinks, but I really respect his opinion. StevePachinik.com. Again, exclusive King of Saudi Arabia. journalist was a false flag to destabilize Trump peace plan. That was the headline we put out asking the question. So am I wrong or am I right, or what's the best thinking on this with all your sources in the Middle East, Dr. Pachinik?
Well, honestly, I think your approach to this is the most honest and the most credible. Number one, the fact that Khashoggi was a Washington Post reporter is irrelevant. Number two, everybody forgets that he really worked in Saudi intelligence and was very close to the whole royal family. So he's an operative. Whatever happened to him, quite frankly, is not relevant to our national security. We have interest, and Trump has said it repeatedly, and I'm going to say it again 100 times. We do not have friends. We do not have enemies. We have national interests. Our national interest is to be with Saudi Arabia. It's our ally. We want that $110 billion of military equipment sold to them, period. In turn, Turkey will have its $200 billion debt released by either us, or I predict that Mohammed bin Salman will eliminate that debt for Turkey, and in turn we will find out, quote, that there was a rogue element. Is it relevant to our national security? No. Absolutely, you're right. It is not the end of the world. It is not an ability. It's not an interest to destabilize the Middle East. The issue is very simply, what is in our interest? Our interest to maintain a friendship with Saudi Arabia, maintain a friendship with Turkey, and period. That means money will be transferred. We will receive $110 billion. Turkey, Erdogan will receive $200 billion. That's the bottom line.
And let's pull back now, though, and then see the clear hype, like babies in incubators, or, you know, any hype we see before they do something like this. The more globalist elements of the deep state I see really trying to sabotage something. So what is the breathless CNN, MSNBC, ABC, New York Times, Trump's not doing enough, we need to do something in Saudi Arabia. What are they wanting?
What they want is the attention that you had for 17 years. Remember what we've talked about. They're moribund. Most people are not watching CNN. They're not watching MSNBC. I don't even know what they are anymore. Quite frankly, they're not relevant. And what happened is this guy, Alex Jones, becomes more and more relevant to the narrative that we have in the United States. So what happens is you have an editor of the New York Times, a nice guy, whatever. He doesn't really know what to hide. So he goes from very personal stories in Mexico to a national disgrace in Turkey. He has no idea. The whole industry has no idea. What you're finding is the end of the entertainment industry, the media industry, the radio, the TV. And what's happening is this Alex Jones show broke the whole model of saying, okay, can we do entertainment? Yes. Can we do a narrative that's serious? Yes. Can we do a paradigm shift that people can believe in? Yes. What happened? You left everybody in the trail. I'm not lauding you. I'm simply saying that what they need to do, I mean, the only recourse they have is either to keep silent or open their mouth. If you go back in history and you look at all of the individuals who were interviewed about whether Trump will become president of the United States, there isn't one person either in the Senate or anywhere else who agreed that Trump will be president of the United States other than you, me, and the rest of our colleagues. They were ashamed. CNN was ashamed. MSNBC. They had poll after poll.
And is that why they're so enraged and now the economy's coming back? And it makes them look like the incompetence that you've been saying on my show for 18 years they are.
They are incompetent. I can't even explain how incompetent they are. Believe me, when I was in the national security area, they would call me up. They were sycophants. Basically, what does a journalist do? A journalist.
Oh, I've noticed. If I don't like somebody, I tell them I don't like them. So do you. They all, on purpose, talk crap about everybody constantly and do no work, and then they're always trying to social climb. It's sick.
That's exactly right. So when you get on the air and you say something, we don't have to kowtow to each other. We don't need to. We respect each other. We care about what we say. But you never, never screen me before. It's the reverse in the newspapers. They'll ask you, well, what do you think? What show do you think? When I was on NBC or ABC or whatever, it didn't matter. They would always want to know where your position is because they didn't know how to create a spontaneous show. What you're seeing now is the end of this industry. Wolf Blitzer, oh, there was no way Trump was coming in. We have these 16 studies that were done, and it's clear. boom, wrong.
Total end of their credibility. It's the total end of them running their hoaxes. And so instead of stopping lying, they could have maybe saved themselves. They quadrupled the lying and have now gone into insane asylum land. As a psychiatrist, where do you think they go next?
Well, it's very simple. They're not insane. They're just stupid and incompetent. Insanity doesn't even come into this. When you're incompetent and you're basically ignorant, Maggie Haberman, New York Times, why is she there? Her father was there. New York Times reporters, they don't really know. They think they know. They hang around the people. They're sycophants. They manipulate your sources. And then they have, oh, well, we have deep sources. Look at the example of what happened in the New York Times. You had a revolution supposedly in New York Times. Well, I haven't seen anybody thrown out. Were they co-opted by the President of the United States? I think they may have been co-opted. I think that in turn Trump made a fool out of the New York Times when they had that piece in there. So what's happening is, if you want to play with Trump, then you better understand 40 to 50 years of a very shrewd businessman who only thinks about one thing: what's in my interest or the interest of my country, and what is in the interest of the other
person. And having him, somebody like that working for our interest, has got what has these people who've been selling us out so scared. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot, and Dr. Steve was saying this like 10 years ago, understanding the InfoWars model of us self-funding with our listeners and being on every platform we can and not being centralized really worries the globalists. So it's not about tooting my horn. We all know that big tech, Silicon Valley, all of it is extremely threatened by InfoWars just because of how small it is, but how big its footprint is. Because Dr. Steve Pachinik wrote NetForce with Tom Clancy and has worked in cybersecurity, and he knows a lot of the big brains that are involved. And he obviously pointed out that Google was really founded by DARPA and the Geospatial Center 20 years ago and the rest of it. Earlier, I covered this, and I sat there a month ago in the congressional hearings where Senator Cotton and Senator Rubio were the only ones that brought up real questions. That's why the media cuts off the front of Rubio. I walk up politely at the press conference area, and he says, "Get away from me. I don't know who you are." And then I start saying, "Hey, just answer my question about U.S. citizens being censored, not just what's happening in China." And so he was a jerk. That's why I started being a jerk back. I probably shouldn't have been a jerk to him just because, you know, he got spun by the media, but I was being real. But Dr. Pachinik and I and many others talked about this 10, 12 years ago, how China was putting spy chips in chips that went back to the U.S. to then spy on the Pentagon, spy on companies, spy on everybody. Now it's in Bloomberg. Or Google CEO tells senators that censored Chinese search engine could provide broad benefits. And this is Google CEO Sundar Pichai has refused to answer a list of questions from U.S. lawmakers about the company's secret plan for a censored search engine in China. I'm here to tell you, they've already deployed a Dragonfly-type system that tracks your identity and then puts you into an algorithm of what your psychology type is or what your profile is. And then it admits that the head of Google contradicts the head of global privacy, who just testified 2 weeks ago and said, "There is no Dragonfly, we're not spying on anybody." All of this. So I see the capitulation of Google and Apple, or more like in the case of Apple, they're just marrying the communist Chinese to get the tax exemption. Trump goes from 40 to 15. The left says, "How dare you?" Well, he was just matching China. And then China goes to zero, but you've got to be state run. And then 6 months ago, it's in Reuters, the code keys to the Apple iCloud and your iPhone IDs are given to China. Well, China fences that out and then steals data with hackers. They're worse than the Russians. So it's not that our government's perfect, and I'm against the Big Brother thing, but the only thing worse is to then give them everything and then work against the Pentagon and America. And as bad as Bezos is, if you study the Jedi program and all the stuff I've got here, it's actually building a $10 billion AI system with the Pentagon to actually project free market and other things, but it's the only cyber company, and believe me, Amazon's a cyber company, not just shipping, that would work with the Pentagon in this $10 billion program. So as much as I don't like Bezos and some of the things he's done, it's the only big tech company I see that's even doing anything. So the level of treason, and I see this as World War IV, with the collaborators and the globalists and the CFR that thought there would be a Chinese century, and here comes Trump pissing in the Cheerios right at the last moment. Everyone should be literally in the streets supporting the president, because at least he's an American president. And I don't understand how Google and others would bet on China with all of its problems. It's beyond fiction. As they say, truth is stranger than fiction, Dr. Pachinik. And you look at this, and I'm serious. I'm an anti-fascist. I don't like tyranny. I don't like police states. I'm under a Google, Apple, Twitter, Facebook, big tech censorship with the stay-behind Democrat networks. They're trying to destroy me. The Chi-Coms own Hollywood. They're trying to oppress everything. And I'm serious. If the president marched the Marine Corps into these offices, which would hurt the economy, we shouldn't do it. But I'm sorry. If they arrested the heads of all these companies, we have the damn evidence. I mean, we built this. It's ours. They're allied with a group that killed five times what Hitler did. They're raping American citizens en masse, trying to leverage an authoritarianism. A year and a half ago at Davos, their dictator showed up, the Chinese dictator, and said, I'll defeat Trump and America. They're weak. And Juncker said, yeah, we'll crush America. I mean, these are the damn quotes. They're just asking politically and economically to have their goddamn teeth knocked out.
Well, let me be very straightforward with you. China, President Xi is in major, major trouble. Even the New York Post congratulated Trump on being the true student of Sun Tzu, meaning Trump has just gotten into Xi's mentality, into the entire Communist Party, and he's playing with him to such an extent. This is the sixth month in a row, and thanks to your show on Owen Schroyer and Harrison Jones, I was explaining how every month Xi, who has no idea of how to run the economy in China or any other economy, is pumping in $100 billion in liquidity, which means, in effect, China is bankrupt. She knows that. I know that. Trump knows that. And what's happening is the One Belt, One Road effort that he put out there is not working because country after country is defaulting on the loans. She cannot handle the underlying suppression within his own community, the district.
And so him becoming a dictator 6 months ago officially was a sign of weakness.
Well, that's correct. I mean, from the very day he became a dictator and said, I'm a Maoist, I said a year ago on your show, this man has to be very stupid, and I'll tell you why. He and his father were tortured by the Cultural Revolution, by Mao Zedong himself. I'm not talking about just simple words. Xi was beaten up repeatedly, and what was the conclusion he came to? Oh, I'm going to be like Mao's. Instead of understanding that the true genius of China was Deng Xiaoping, who said, cover your strength, bide your time. Mao decided to go out and kill all the millions of these people, and Xi took that model. Now what's happening is he's got revolution in China. He's got revolution. He literally has arrested the Chinese head of Interpol. The chief of Interpol happens to be Chinese, and he's in prison. That's how bold and ignorant she is, and he's dependent on a bunch of old men on the Communist Party, and I'm predicting that the People's Liberation Army, which is younger, and looking around and say, geez, you know, she was never in our military, they're going to say, this is not good for us. Meanwhile, Trump is packing him down. He can't do anything right now. Whether Google continues or not, that's up to the national.
And I cut you off. I'll give you the floor next segment. But I want to get into China and its weaknesses, and I agree. Why is the Hollywood elite and the left running to him like he's this wonderful person and calling Trump a dictator and a Nazi when they're literally cozied up to a mass murderer?
Because they're ignorant, my friend. I've been worked in Hollywood. They have no basic education. They're actors. They're TV writers. They're in a make-believe world. That make-believe world has all kinds of constructs that are not real. So they assume if they can use their hundreds of millions, for which they're guilty, because you stand up and you say a bunch of absurd words for a few minutes and you're in a movie and you're a movie star, that's not really a job. They know that. I know that. That's why I left the industry. Basically, the industry is a joke. I'm a member of the producers.
No, I agree, but the narrative's the truth. And even if they don't know they're complete traitors, we point out they're traitors at Chi-Com. They're weak-minded, period. And I think the Democratic Party's permanently done. They're too dangerous. They're too out of control. They hate America so much they've cozied up the communist Chinese. What do we do about it when we come back? Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. Biotree selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to get into the real geopolitical players here in a moment with Dr. Steve Pachinik, and then we will continue on to talk about what he sees going into the midterms, what some of the real threats to the restoration of our republic are. But you can see that the globalists and other interests were sycophantically selling off industry, selling off intellectual property so they could just make a quick buck, and then calling themselves geniuses. So we're going to be talking about that in a moment. Please don't forget that as successful as you've been and as I've been at educating people and as our guests have been, and I'm talking to the audience because you really are the heart of this operation, Soros and Hillary and the rest of them are trying to destroy InfoWars to punish us for what happened in 2016. And they have put us through the ringer, and in some ways we've become stronger, in some ways weaker. But they are trying to take our payment processors. They've taken five of the six. I've got a backup. That's intel. I'll just give them. And I'll give them this intel, too. The big law firms preparing lawsuits. You guys have been involved in tortious interference, racketeering, you know, you name it, against InfoWars. But now they're harassing whoever we have as payment processors. So your order comes through, it gets shipped to you. They could shut it down any time. That's why we're having Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday, all the sales we had planned, all the inventory we had planned to sell at sales at those points, all rolled into one. So Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday are all happening now. I'm selling X2 until it sells out. It's the last run. People love it. The good halogen. Brain Force until it sells out. The great nootropic. Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoids. Nobody else has got that for anti-inflammatory, you name it. It's incredible. Every supplement, 50% off and free shipping. Biggest sale ever on everything, like fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine, fortified toothpaste, mouthwash, immune gargle, super blue. It's all 50% off. And we don't raise prices and then lower prices like some people do and then call it a sale. It's a real sale, biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get your orders in, okay? Because they are coming down on us like a ton of bricks. They have millions of people in these leftist armies coming after us, and it's a testament to the success we've had, but we need to fund ourselves in the future. So get your Christmas shopping done now. Get it done early. Don't fight traffic. And know you've provisioned us into the new year. We're trying to sell everything. Everything must go right now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The high-quality, storable food. Best in the country for the price. 35% off. InfoWars Select and My Patriot Supply Food. Their Alexa Pure Breeze is discounted. Their Alexa Pure Water Filters. Everything's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So get those orders in because we're under globalist attack. They're trying to cut off our supply lines to fund the operation. So get your orders in now is a big middle finger to Soros and Hillary. Thank you very much for your support. Now, going back to Steve Buscemi, you got the floor. Skype just cut. In this segment, the next, as soon as the Skype comes back up, the devil's always in the details about the UN and the globalist and the Chi-Coms and the things they're trying, the things they're doing, because, you know, there's so many of these issues I haven't even got into, but I'm trying from your perspective and the high-level sources you have about who the players are and why Silicon Valley would want to cozy up to China. I know you say they're a bunch of idiots, they're out of control, they're virtue signalers, but I think it's because in China they're allowed to do whatever they want. They've made that decision with the globalists, I think because Trump just wants to create free market freedom. Behind the scenes, he isn't threatening people like China, like the Democrats are. And we see these headlines, the New York Times, Washington Post, that, oh, we're going to get more ruthless. We're going to be more vicious. Well, I've experienced the mafia tactics of the Democrats. And so what do we do about the Democrats threatening people to drive them into the arms of the Chinese dictator?
I want to get to a basic psychiatric principle. The people in Silicon Valley are not smarter than anybody else. What they've done is to develop something that, you know, DARPA had done and the CIA had done in the 1950s and 60s. But let me give you an example of what I just said of President Xi of China, where he identifies with the aggressor. The Silicon Valley leader, like Sergey Brin, the father of Google, came out of the Soviet Union. It was I and others in the intelligence community who took down the Soviet Union. And what did he become? He became the Trotsky of the Internet. He became the very communist that we took them out of that system. So he began to identify with the aggressor. That's what you have with a bunch of these guys. They all become what we call liberal fascists. They think they can control the communications. They don't understand. They're just a method of communication. Zuckerberg isn't some genius. Zuckerberg was a sociopath who understood how to manipulate himself and get into social network in the movie. The same thing with Sergey Brin. I remember when he was at Stanford, he walked out of his PhD. But he's basically a fascist. He hadn't changed his communist mentality in any way. He decided to go into the search engine, which was then facilitated by the National Geospatial Agency, whom I called up and said, look, guys, you better get your algorithm in control because none of your algorithms are correct. And they said, no, 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 the father of the Internet understood it. I said, there is no father of the Internet. If I knew about it at MIT and my PhD in 1971, 72, about social media, then you can't tell me Sergey Brin and Zuckerberg, all these Jewish guys, are such geniuses that I was already trained in social media in the Internet.
I was about to say, my dad in the late 60s was at UT, and they already had results. Right. It was all very restricted, but it was, they already had CD-ROM. They were calling it information energy. They were talking about social media networks. I mean, it was already being theorized then.
Exactly. So what happened is the government, instead of coming in and saying, okay, this is enough nonsense on behalf of Google, this is nonsense on behalf of Facebook. Facebook is going down financially. Google has had a problem financially. Facebook now has a problem financially. And so what's happening is the government went right in. Intutel decided, that's part of the CIA, that they're going to invest in this. But instead of learning how to open up the systems, what they were doing, and it's something that Roger Stone said, they're trying to measure how much dissension we can have within this Internet system and see what's tolerated. Well, from my point of view, I think it's time for Trump to come in and say, okay, you want to control this? You're going to have to pay a very heavy fee for it. Because now you've got a man who came out of communist Russia, Soviet Union, and is worth $50 billion. Give me a break. The guy didn't do anything that was so brilliant.
But that's what I'm getting at, is they were chosen because they're yes men to build this system, and they've already sold out to China, and they're censoring everybody, and then and for the Democrats, because the Democrats have threatened to take over and nationalize them. And so because Trump's free market, he's hands off by him creating a vacuum. By Republicans creating a vacuum of not letting the Chi-Coms and the EU come in with regulations and fines, they've taken control of Google, Facebook, and Twitter because the federal government isn't imposing itself. So I'm not for government control, but it's world government. It's already come in.
Well, let me put it this way. We, the United States of America, created that Internet and social media. China did not. What China did over the 10, 15 years or 20 years, which we allowed them to do, was to steal our technology and to take it. In turn, Trump just said, that's enough. And that's a problem. Whether it's the Democrats or Republican, I mean, you have Soros is just a pawn in the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a buffoon's entity. I mean, I left the council because it's a geriatric unit of people who really couldn't do very much and don't know what to do. And you have buffoons there. You have the Hillary Clintons. You have the Soros and all that.
Doctor, I agree with you. You'll come back and break it down. Here's the problem. They're still in quasi-control, which makes it more dangerous that they are buffoons.
Well, the control that's really there is the CIA, the NRO, the NSA, and the fact that we are not in the forefront of cybersecurity. One of the things that I've protested and wanted is to make a member of the cabinet, a senior member of the government in charge of cybersecurity. John Bolton has no idea about cybersecurity. We put in a general called Nakasone. That is not enough. He has to have the level of literally a representative.
Audrey, stay there, because Silicon Valley does not respect the federal government or the president or the people or the First Amendment. I mean, that's it. And they need to be brought to heel.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day, without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat.
Imagine being President Trump. He knows about classic Americana economic moves. He knows if China has a huge tariff on us and Canada has a huge tariff, that you've got to say no to that. But that's not free trade. So he's able to get a few basic things done that have turned the economy around to a great extent. But imagine the arrogance of these Google owners, five or six of them worth $30, $40, $50, $60, $70 billion apiece. You've got Apple, and you've got this new royalty, and it's all black boxes. And they're all super rich. They've all got teams of lobbyists. So when Congress says, Google, you won't work with the Pentagon, but you'll work with China in state-run stuff. They say, we're not even showing up. And it's because if you watch those hearings on C-SPAN or in person like I've done, those senators are lawyers, and they know how to act smart. They know how to play golf. But, man, they don't know anything about the Internet. They don't know about starting a business. They don't have any optics. So imagine the president's trying to drive the car, and he can't even look out the window because it's all blacked out because he doesn't have anybody working for him that knows what's going on. And he just is in the blind going, well, I've got a few readouts here that I could cut taxes and I could, if tariffs aren't fair, I could lower them. And people are already like, there's a genius inside that cockpit. What's he doing? He can't even see out. There's not even a portal to look out of. Now, we're out here on the outside watching it. What Dr. Pachinik's saying is central. He needs a cyber council. Everything is this before the election and after. So that's the biggest blind spot, is they're cutting Trump out from under himself. They're undercutting our economy. The cyber's kind of scared that we may wake up, so they've all run to China. And it's just a very, very dangerous position to be in, because I don't say this to act smart. I sat there and I watched Google in person and then on television go, we're not building any censorship. We don't know what you're talking about. 3 weeks later, the head of Google's in a letter like, you ought to love it. It'll help you. What's the big deal? We're just curating, like Apple had said. And I look at this. That's a double entendre. Tim Cook is like a little rotten apple head. I mean, these people are classic authoritarians prancing around helping a dictatorship kill people and then saying, we took Alex Jones off, he's a fascist. And they're engaged in a total purge of everybody's speech. It's even killing their own platforms. And people are resigning from all these institutions en masse. And they're just virtue signaling. So, Dr. Pachinik, what does the president do? Because now in today's economy, cyber stuff is obviously tied to everything. And so I think it's the only place Trump hasn't acted yet. He's done a few things, but I think he should act now. What would you do if you were advising the president?
I would tell him there's a general named Keith Alexander who's now in private practice. I've worked with him in G2, and he's worked in other areas. He has a private company. I would make him a cabinet-level officer, cabinet-level, where he would be in charge, and then he would oversee everything in cybersecurity, make sure we were number one in cybersecurity in the world, make sure that Google, Facebook, and every other so-called technical company complies with our Constitution and doesn't eradicate our First Amendment rights. And basically, once you have that cabinet position, it will override John Bolton. It will override the Defense Department and basically make it a cabinet position. Right now, we have a very good general named Nakasone, who is the deputy to Keith Alexander, but we need it at the cabinet level. I cannot have cybersecurity in the Department of Homeland Security where it's buried. I can't have the CIA have the unit. I can't have the FBI have the unit. It's too fragmented. I do not need F-35s that are failing. These are super fighters that are stealth. They can't fly. $385 million for each one of these planes. Instead, I could have built a whole capability in national security on cyber command, cybersecurity. The reason I wrote...
Well, the enemy's jets could never even take off. But expanding on that, this the national security crisis, is, and that's why big tech's running circles around Trump, is he has a bunch of buffoons in there that don't even know what they're dealing with. I mean, everything is cyber, and it's a crisis.
Well, I agree with you, but he picked John Bolton, and he picked him for reasons that I don't agree with. John was never qualified to be in this position. I've known John over several administrations. He has one thing that I share with him, which is I'm against the UN. It's totally useless. I've used them in peacekeeping. They were worthless, but John got rid of the cybersecurity. You have a general there who's a good general, Kelly, but he knows nothing about it.
Well, here's what's happening. Trump's supposedly going to talk to him at the end of the month, and the Pentagon's going to talk to him first, talk to these people. They need to call him in and say, stop lying, and they should send the heads of the companies, not their underlings. And if they send underlings and don't, and then lie, I'm sorry, this is the number one national security threat. These people are the threat. They're the ones selling us out to China. And so they need to either get out of the way or they need to get in some serious trouble, because right now they've shown themselves to be authoritarian monsters.
Correct. I agree with you. There has to be a penalty for what they do, and I would have it imposed from somebody who is at the cabinet level where it's created. John Bolton has no idea about cybersecurity. He's part of the Yale group with Bob Woodward, David Martin, all of those boys, Cheney. He's one of Cheney's little boys and Bush Jr.'s little boys. I mean, these are all
don't
the
they get big techs running circles around him and laughing at him?
Correct. They are, because they can call him a neocon, and they say, oh, well, he created the Iraq war, and we're for peace, and we're for love, and we're for everything. Of course, they too are fascists. Fascists don't come only from the right side. They come from the left side. So you have equally two fascist societies, and you and I are in the middle, where they demonetize me and they demonetize you. So whatever narrative we have, we're cutting through all this fascism and saying, you know what? I really don't even need the federal government. I don't need, and you were right on when you said about senators. Do you think Senator Rubio from Florida has any intellect? He comes out of Santa Fe College here right next to me. He's not the brightest whip. He had a history of questionable sexuality. His brother-in-law was in the drug business. He says his parents came over because they fled communism. Nonsense. I was born in Cuba. Rubio was not born in Cuba. He's an American, never served our country, went to Mormon areas, and he did nothing but be a sycophant so he could get to the top. He never created a business, never understood how to do anything constructive. But that's your senator. The other senator I have is a moron, Bill Nelson. Graduate of Yale, made sure that all our mosaic mind comes.
And by the way, I want to go to hearing and see smart senators. As a citizen, it's frightening to not think of myself as an expert, and then I literally go, I know hundreds of times what they do about the internet, cybersecurity, and the Chi-Coms, because I actually read what the Chi-Coms brag about. The Chi-Coms brag in their newspapers how they're our enemy, and how they've bought us up, and how we're a joke, and it pisses me off.
Well, it pisses you off and it pisses me off. But when I wrote Pax Pacifica 25 years ago, the only one who understood it was the former CIA chief of China. That was Jim Lilly, who understood that I was warning that there would be a war over the Spratly Islands. And lo and behold, where are we? We're coming
in. Let me ask you that. What do you think China's doing, even claiming territorial waters down by the Philippines and belligerently did. What is their point in all this?
You have to understand China's notion of itself is not as a nation. It's as the Middle Kingdom. In other words, they belong to all of Asia and all of Asia belongs to China. That is a complex that even Bush Sr. talked about, but we were aware of it when I had to deal with the Chinese. Everything really belongs to them. You have to feed them. You have to nurture them because destiny is theirs. And time is on their side. So they claim that the entire South China Sea is theirs when, in fact, we do not belong there with our CENTCAC commanders. In fact, we have been there longer than the Chinese as a national security element, and we're basically stating we're not leaving the South China Sea. We're not leaving the Spratly
Islands. That's my next question. They've been shooting at our ships and threatening, so Trump's increased patrols. What do you expect to happen there?
Well, what's happening, and General Mattis understands it, that we're basically going to increase our military presence, our Navy presence, our nuclear presence, our Air Force presence, so that China will back off at some point because literally she cannot afford what he's doing at this point. China is not in a position after 30 years of self-aggrandizing.
We got to go to break. Come back in 2 minutes and do 5 minutes on China because I know you're really smart on it and where you see this going because, their population is their problem and all the destabilization there and what they're thinking straight ahead. And then we have got another guest host coming up in the fourth hour, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please don't forget, you funding us is so critical. Without your support, they're going to win, and we're neck and neck right now. We got great products. You need them. 50% off and free shipping. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.